this Thanksgiving episode 11 of Hello Fairview, your local podcast made right here in Fairview for people in Fairview and the surrounding areas. This is a weekly show released every Wednesday featuring stories that aim to inform and inspire. Local radio stations and newspapers don't exist in small towns like ours, so we use Hello Fairview to fill that void with news related to Fairview. This is a value for value podcast, which means you contribute based on what value you received. This concept was founded by the podfather himself, Adam Curry, and his co-host John C. Dvorak of the No Agenda Show over 18 years ago. Currently, this is just a one-man operation, so if you have any ideas, events, business opportunities, job openings, or other news, please don't hesitate to let me know. Just send an email in the contact form, and you'll be good to go. You're a producer of this show. You are not the product because your time and attention are not being sold to advertisers for value. Some of these shows will be longer than others. Some will be shorter, but I'll try to do my best to keep things relevant. Traffic time. Normal busy. It's taking around 2 to 5 minutes to make a left turn in the morning and afternoon. Cumberland 100 are still getting work, which is good. It looks like they're slowing down for this kind of holiday week here. They're still working on building those culverts on the east and westbound sides to widen the road, along with some kind of little mini bridges. We basically less than 1 year out from it being done, and so we'll have to just kind of ride the lightning. So just keep watching out. Red light update. We're still just three right now, Old Cox, Publix, and Walmart. There's one at the city center entrance, which the wires haven't even been terminated yet. So I don't know. I mean, I guess that's going to be a while, but they've started getting the curbs and a couple other drainage things done in city center. So we'll see how that goes. I'm not sure, you know, how that'll hurt or help when that does. But obviously city center is still going to have some construction closures here or there. We're growing. City news, commissioner update, health department is open across from the elementary school and was recently renovated, like we've talked about. They have a stock of vaccines if needed and other medical service, so please go check them out. The Fairview Police Department, Shop with a Cop, is wrapping up. Thanks to MJ and Sons for towing for their last generous donation. We saw a little post on that, so that's good. So we've had a couple local businesses work with them, and that's great. The City Blanket Drive wrapped up this week, and so this was the first time it wrapped up on the 24th at City Hall, and they were accepting blankets, so we're waiting to see that. That'll be next week, most likely. Christmas trees. It looks like there's going to be some at Messick Chiropractic, for the Scouts BSA Troop 297 that's hosted here in Fairview. And then there'll be Christmas trees at Farm Fresh Vintage. There may also be some others, but I'll be on the lookout. Black Friday is probably the best day if you have time to go ahead and get them. And that way you can just kind of knock it out that same day. Special elections and early voting has started. It's wrapping up today on the showdown, the 26th at high noon. So make sure you've been out there. Do that. Otherwise, you got to wait till next week on December 2nd. Other city news, they posted some stuff on some scams going on, and basically it was just a simple reminder of never send money or gift cards to people on the phone you don't know, never reveal personal information like your banking information or social security number over the phone, and always ask questions and details from the caller. Don't be afraid to hang up, you know, even if it is those car extended warranties. Another one is another city news. It's your last call to get a fence picket at Bowie Park at the playground. The deadline is December 31st, and this is where you can get it engraved. There's people's families and loving memory of. I know the Boy Scout and Cub Scout troop both have theirs. I think the Girl Scouts do too, the service unit, and a couple of the teams and other organizations have them. So it's really, really good. So city meeting updates, basically since last time there hasn't been any meetings for the zoning appeals. There wasn't a new planning commission meeting, board of commissioners meeting. There was one on November 20th. We're going to get into that. And the next one is December 4th and 18th at 7 p.m. Town hall, board of commissioner town hall is not until January 29th, 2026. Parks and landscape board, December 1st at 1 p.m. Around town coffee, December 10th and January 14th. Is the next there, and there's no beer board planned either. So basically beer board and zoning appeals will never have a schedule unless someone is appealing or there's some place wanting to sell beer. So recap meetings, on November 20th, you know, things got into there. one of the speakers that came in as the city events, which was Section 7, was Steve. He talked about his love of horticulture and what he's been doing with the Natchez Greenhouse presentation, a very hungry caterpillar garden, which is a hands-on teaching classroom, and talked about how he's working with Williamson County Schools and some other things to get people out there and interested in this. And he talked about how 2.75 inches of water came into his crawl space, which didn't happen even in the 2010 flood, which was over 7 inches. So something has changed. So he talked about that. And then he discussed a lot about landscape architecture design, its relationship to green space. So it was pretty interesting stuff that you might not normally hear. Staff comments, city manager pretty much just said happy Thanksgiving, and they'll be closed on the 28th and 29th. The first resolution, 6125, passed 5-0. This was just basically the agenda, so that's all good there. Old business, 5425, which is the Board of Commissioners talking about the installation of some stop signs. This passed 5-0. So there's going to be some stop signs on Old National Highway. Commissioner Hall was the one that sponsored this one, and he talked about the speeding problem on the road and how it slowed things down, and that one of the people lived there had never seen a crash there in over 50 years, and it's starting to happen. So talked about the minimum measurements that were taken for the site distance for 30 miles per hour, and there would be 2 stop signs and 2 stop ahead signs placed on there. So we'll see those come in there. Commissioner Roberts made sure and said that this isn't about traffic calming, because apparently there's some regulations of what they can and can't do, but this is just for safety for people coming in and out of their driveway. So it's like, I guess a city's not allowed to lower the speed limit officially, that like TDOT and all that does. That works, whatever. All right, new business. This was added during the meeting, was a 5-0. This was on the quick claim deed on the park property on Highway 96. And so this is the property on the Lions Club donated back to the city, I think, back in 1996. And there was a desire to return this back to the city of Fairview and the Fairview Recreation Association board. Ricky Jones and the county commissioner and Mayor Rogers Anderson will sponsor the resolution if they do. Commissioner Buffalini continued to have FRA operated by them, and they could make some amendments and more structural and financial changes. FRA would be able to retain funds and raise and reinvest in the facility. Mayor Anderson said that sounds like a lot of responsibility to the city, and that they would be prepared in the FRA. We could give it back to the FRA for like a $1 a year lease. Attorneys are going to have to still be involved. There's a preliminary, this was very preliminary, it was just a discussion. It require more steps because there's $150,000 that would be owed to the county for the installed lights that they did a couple years ago. Commissioner McDonald would like to know the property's price and the cost to run it and the insurance and things like that and the project timeline. So definitely good stuff. The president of the FRA was there, and as a board, they don't have really control over what happens. There's multiple points. This facility use agreement, they pay $10 per player for the year. The county handles trash collection and maintenance. The FRA is responsible for the field of play and games. And, not sure, they get $54,000 a year is what the county says it takes to do that. And they wouldn't have that money. They have some money in their account, but it was not meant to pay for that kind of stuff. There's continued talks about donations and other things they do. The county has matched the FRA in past, which would not be possible if this moved under the city, because the city wouldn't have that kind of money that the county does. Mayor Anderson, asked if the rest of the board agreed with him, and pretty much said that he thinks that most people do. But he's going from there. Asked on the bond total cost, he has concerns about the traffic the money match and everything, and the burden that could come there, what the next steps are. And basically, spring baseball, softball, they see around 30 to 40K in gross per year, but that's not enough money to, mow the grass and do all the things that the county is doing for them. And so we'll have to see. Commissioner Roberts, this was a surprise, and she doesn't have enough information to make any decisions, because this was just released to them in a little piece of paper because we're trying to wonder what the cost is, what the revenue is, how we can do stuff, And, you know, $150,000 for 30 acres sounds like a great deal, but just thoughts of the actual impact of the city and what we could do there. Commissioner Hall says he doesn't know the origin story either and asked about the property on the backside of the field and doesn't know. And the FRA member said they, you know, were fine with whatever was decided. But, you know, go from there. City manager said there's not enough information of that. City planner said that pretty much the same thing, and that they would have to do conduct a cost analysis and environmental impact and, you know, kind of the standard procedure for any property acquisition for this. And they would work with the team to do that. That is the Lions Club that owns that kind of like piece of property that's in the back there. The city attorney said that this should have just been a discussion, but we're going deeper than we should. There isn't any tax on this property because it's a government property. This is supposed to be a process that the Planning Commission does to request improvements and make a vote, and staff look into things and go all that. So send the emails to the people to get this kind of stuff done and, you know, not use meeting time for that. So that was a long back and forth of that. Resolution 6025, which is getting a grant for driver training for the City of Fairview Fire Department, which was apparently just a couple $100 per, I guess, driver, passed 5-0, and, you know, wasn't any more than that. Then there was a discussion of the Parks and Landscape Board. Commissioner Roberts brought this, sponsored this up, talked about what the Parks and Landscape Board has done, what they're doing for the city, and a list of some projects that they've been talking about, because we didn't know how to connect these things, like who says Parks and Landscape Board does this, who pays for it. At Veterans Park, there's a pier that they would like to do, and this is from the Landscape Board: sidewalk, pavers for the flagpole, maybe even engraved as a fundraiser, finish up the basketball goal there. Bowie Park needs trail erosion work, shade trees around the playground, no smoking signs, a digital display at the front entry to maybe replace the current sign, increase parking by the playground, and restriping of the Nature Center parking lot. Commissioner Buffalini, you know, basically asked, you know, that they only sent the email on August 5th back to there. So we have a list of things to do with, you know, what we've got from Commissioner Roberts and the board. So we need to do that. And Mr. Doro was there. He is, I guess, the chairman of the Park and Landscape Board. And he said this is unique because, you know, they're not under any BOC meetings. They've been using social media and word of mouth to find out things that the board should take notice of. This is where other properties come to the ball field and other things that the BOC approval, and they have to sit back and wait for task. But there are some things and research that they've done. We cancel about half their meetings a year because not enough new business shows up and there's not any interaction with the BOC. They did a big push, obviously, for the Playground Rebuild Committee to research the design ideas, costs, pick the vendors. There was all kinds of stuff they did, which we're very thankful for. They did a great job on it because it's turned out awesome. And there hasn't been anything given to them and only some minor things at Veterans Park. And so they were only a board officially approved last year, and they understand that there's limitations of what the board can and can't do, and basically they're just hanging out. Commissioner Hall asked when the board was founded. They kind of went back and forth on that. And how the city staff, Commissioner McDonald, asked if we could use that list of things and start making a list officially and bringing it to the meeting and getting some stuff approved so they could see what the cost is and go from there. And the city manager, you know, mentioned multiple times he was trying to stay out of thing, but Ordinance 2024-07 is what created this. He thinks that there's a lot of double work that's being done between his, I guess, the actual parks and landscape team that takes care of things around the park and the city, like mowing the grass in the middle and all that kind of stuff. And so we need to figure out what's going on and trying to figure out how citizen advisory could work and just try to figure out what's going on. So it almost felt like he was trying to like disbarred a little bit, but I don't know. And then discussion, another one that was added, this was by Commissioner Roberts, and this was the out parcel and into the land trust, and raising it because this hasn't been talked about a while. Commissioner McDonald said that piece of property has been protected by the BOC, but it could be another group of people who want to change things. Not putting it in the trust leaves the board with some options, and this property is very sensitive based on this was going to be the shooting range until it got moved out to Hickman County. Commissioner Roberts took some of those things, doesn't think that the trust will actually limit anything, thinks that the proposed ag center options that Mr. Buffalini has would add a lot of traffic and a lot of other things that might not, it's not going to match the style of Bowie Park. As the city continues to develop, this should be protected. Commissioner Buffalini talked about what some of the agricultural centers and building some grants and riding arenas and stuff like that, maybe even to generate some revenue. Doesn't like what the property, what it does now, and would like to see it do something. Maybe it's a garden or compost center and a couple other options could explore. Then when we got to the round table, basically everyone said happy Thanksgiving and all that. Commissioner McDonald mentioned the Burn Super Bowl coming up that weekend at 3 p.m. at Charlotte Middle School. Wanted everyone to make sure you went to that because both teams are undefeated, so somebody has to lose. Commissioner Buffalini talked about thanks to everyone and thanks to Natchez Green Program and how it found, he thought that this property was just overgrown, passing it on 96, but realized that it was art and science at the same time. Thanks to the speakers and the commission related to the Richvale building issues from our last planning commission meeting. So he praying for those people. District 7 voting is going on right now to reinstate the Mark Green seat at the U.S. And so we'll go from there. Mayor Anderson is excited about this game, too, wishing everybody to have a safe travel and happy Thanksgiving. And that getting the Natchez Green program that was presented, that it's good to get our kids away from keyboards is a great thing. And thanks for everybody and everything that they're doing to keep Fairview clean. So like we've said, I guess a couple times, his early voting is ending up today at high noon on the 26th, and December 2nd will be game time. Turnout is still down from multiple sources, so this could be kind of interesting because this has actually made some national news, this special district and election. Jeff Long of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security and Highway Patrol and multiple law enforcement partners announced the Tennessee Safe Thanksgiving Travel Challenge Initiative, which basically means don't speed and be safe is the gist of that story, and that there's going to be police out to monitor. So be safe in your travels to and from wherever you're getting your fun time food. Former House Speaker Glenn Quesada and his ex-chief of staff are facing corruption charges at the U.S. Department of Justice. Justice requested their conviction and prison orders be vacated as they received a presidential pardon. So the only thing I don't like about this in some cases is there's a lot of pardons for political things. And if they were truly charged and all that, it just feels like that they are above the law when you see pardons for that kind of stuff. For people that have done crime and, corruption things. The Tennessee Higher Education Committee announced today that more than 67,000 high school seniors applied for the Tennessee Promise ahead of the November deadline, maintaining that it's going. Construction on the Music City Loop has stopped after one of the contractors reported that they haven't been paid upon an agreed milestone. So there's been also more talk that there could be more stops added, and there may be a public hearing with public at Metro Council because that hasn't happened. This has been kind of a sweetheart deal. The Bills. Nothing for this week. It looks like they took vacation and we've got stuff, booked out in December, but that's a little too far from there. How's the hill? Well, right now it's passable, clear. It's definitely getting colder. The weather guessers are predicting highs in the 40s with lows in the 20s starting this week. Maybe we're going back to fall finally. I don't know. We've had some bipolar weather because we've had some 70 degree days just a couple days ago. New businesses, Ace Hardware, nothing new is spotted. Ace Hardware is still brewing. There's a piece of property for sale on Highway 100. That was that piece of property across from one of the dentists there in City Center that they were just clearing off. This was asked about at a planning commission meeting months ago when they first started ripping all the trees up and building it up. It's actually for sale now. And so we'll see what goes there. I think that's already going to be able to be easily zoned to whatever. Farmers Market. Make sure you head to the Farmers Market every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Messick Chiropractic and Fairview Fresh Deli Donuts. or they're life-changing. Fritters, right down the road from Publix. There's so many good places to get local beef, pork, breads, treats, fruits, vegetables, hot sauce, fishing lures, and a lot of other holiday gifts this time of year. So go check them out. Brick and mortar highlight, Snappy's Pizza is who we picked this time. They've been here for over 17 years and they've have some amazing pizza, but they also have a heart for the city, and you'll see them around town sponsoring teams, nonprofits, the theater, you name it, all four schools. They do a lot of good work. So make sure and check them out around Publix. And sometimes if you're waiting there and you're picking it up, you might see some strawberry, lemon, or chocolate cakes at the checkout counter. You can obviously dine in or carry out, and their cinnamon sticks pizza are pretty epic in the world of dessert pizza. Job openings, lots of them still. The city still has the associate planner and police officer positions open. Then we still have Walmart, Cornerstone, Publix, Dunkin', Boys and Girls Clubs, both Subways, The Pearl, Taco Bell, Hut, Pizza Hut, Sonic, McDonald's, Tractor Supply Co., Marmon Holdings, Hardee's, and Destination Pet. Pretty much that list hasn't changed in a while, so there are lots of jobs. And if you have any other job postings, please let us know. We would love to have it read weekly. Just use the contact form on the website if there's some kind of job out there, or internships or something like that. If you work at a construction company or a trade or something like that, we'd love to, you know, promote any jobs so that young people and regular old people can get a thing. All right, history nugget. Well, this is the Thanksgiving show, so we will definitely talk about that. The term Thanksgiving was brandished throughout U.S. history and officially codified by Lincoln in 1863 at behest of an activist and writer named Sarah Hale. Before 1863, there was no Thanksgiving per se, but a lot of proclamations giving thanks for this and that, all called Thanksgiving. There were virtually no Thanksgiving events from the Thomas Jefferson administration until Sarah revitalized the dying idea. Her rationale is that America didn't have enough holidays. The Lincoln Thanksgiving was justified as a celebration of the North's victory of the Battle of Gettysburg and had nothing to do with pilgrims or any of that thing, and basically giving a day of thanks for all that was lost in this Civil War. Even the first supposed Thanksgiving in 1621 was a three-day one-shot party modeled after something called Harvest Home. This isn't called Thanksgiving. Harvest Home was a end-of-the-harvest party celebrated by the British Isles. This party didn't even happen again until 1621, when apparently in that even some of the Indian guests that were invited were later killed by settlers after that in all the wars and trials and tribulations. Once documented, Thanksgiving was cited for the one-shot celebration all held on June 20th in 1776. This Thanksgiving is a more generic term than an ad-libbed holiday. There were some references of occasional homage to the pilgrim, but many people thought that was kind of silly. Jefferson was particularly annoyed by that notion. Again, it was Lincoln that made this into an annual event and set it to the fourth Thursday of November. It was only changed for 2 years during the Franklin Roosevelt administration and moved up a week to stretch out the Christmas buying season to help the economy, and it was already known from that. Thanksgiving is the official kickoff of the Christmas buying season. A slew of half-baked traditionalists found Roosevelt change that and somehow insulted there. So who knows why it was changed back, 2 years of bickering. Basically, they said that it was the first few federal proclamations of Thanksgiving and celebratory purposes. The first was in 1777, and then in 1795, 1798, 1799, and 1815. And you'll find that most of those proclamations related to Thanksgiving before 1863 were related to war and thanking all that. Upcoming events. Well, the Tri-County Super Bowl and Titans, Fairview Titans versus Burn Cowboys on the 22nd was done. Congratulations to the Fairview Titans. And you also extended your lead. I think it was 394 points now of scores with not 1 point scored on them. So they ended a perfect season with a perfect score. Pretty awesome. The Westview United Methodist Christmas market was a good event last week. It looked like, based on the parking lot and some posts online, that they had good turnout. And the Grace Works Mobile Food Pantry had a lot of cars coming in on the 15th and saw some pictures there. And the Bowie Park Cider and Service Day were posted. So it looks like that kind of went well. It didn't look like there was a lot of turnout, but it wasn't. I mean, it was advertised, but I guess it just didn't do it. So new events coming up, right? So November 27th on Turkey Day, 7:30 to 9:30, Anytime Fitness. There is the Turkey Trot 5K in 1 mile. December 5th at 5 p.m. is the Christmas tree lighting. December 6th at 10 a.m. is the Christmas parade. And the Fairview Middle School Theater is hosting December 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, the Addams Family. So, and the Bowie Park December schedule is out. I just have to put that on the calendar, so you'll see that in a little bit. For the kids, there's still tons of things and activities and sports to keep your kids engaged here in Fairview. There's some cheer programs and recreation teams for baseball, basketball, football, and many others. There's a thriving Girl Scouts and Scouts BSA programs from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts. If you're a homeschooler, there's lots of things to always check out at Bowie Park and clubs that meet there. There's Lala's Dance Studio and Elevate Gymnastics and Cheer, and there's an excellent Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu place, Vigilance Martial Arts, and there's an awesome, great wrestling program, Jackets Youth Wrestling Program, that also has some summer options. School news. Well, it is, we are in the Thanksgiving break. I guess we are thankful that they gave us the whole week and not just the, you know, with Thursday, Friday kind of thing. Hawk and Tiger news. No new news since last week. They don't post any kind of newsletter that we get, and nothing on their website. So Falcon news, no new updates from last week. They didn't do that before. The PTO wreaths can be picked up if you order them on Lala's Dance Studio at 12:01 from 5 to 7:30. There is no other big sports updates that we could see. Just like we mentioned before, if you like Adidas, you can use a code before that will give something back to the athletics fund. The list and the tickets, if you're going to go see the Addams Family, are on the website too for you to see it in the show notes. Jacket news, there was an email sent out right before the break. So congratulations to the Fairview High School wrestling team, who won 41-36 for their first season or opener against Spring Hill. So what a great way to open up that season. On December 1st, staff from the Innovation Center will visit to discuss the programs during the student study hall period. The Innovation Center will discuss some of its programs, including advanced power and machinery, aviation, cybersecurity and AI, hospitality, tourism and culinary, and fire management services. There are also two parent meetings for December 4th at 6:30 p.m. at Centennial High School, and December 10th at 6:30 at Independence High School. Applications for the Independence Innovation Center can be found on ClassLink beginning December 2nd and closing December 13th. Senior jackets and rings can be ordered. The ASVAB test is on December 9th at 8 a.m. So if you're planning on going to the military, study and get the best score you can, because this determines what jobs you can actually do. And if you're anywhere in the high school and looking for a creative outlet this winter, join us for an unforgettable season inspired by the hit Broadway musical Waitress. Tryout dates are November 21st, 4:30 to 7:30, and rehearsals will be from there from Monday through Friday, 4 to 7:30. So bring your energy in there and take place at the Fairview High School. Yep. And the family, career, and community centers there are seeking donations, and they're wrapping up that kind of Christmas shopping list pretty soon. So make sure you check that out. If you have a student that's starting to drive, make sure you get the proper stuff. Faith moment. This sermon was perfect for Thanksgiving show. This is from the Bridge Church in Fredericksburg, Texas. This is Brian Mandel. And this church I've followed for a couple years now, and I love their team and their messages, so it's on my regular kind of Sunday rotation. This talks about the difference in the descriptions of hunger versus appetite, and how we can get distracted by a lot of things and a lot of real amazing sayings all related to food and Thanksgiving. So I think you'll really enjoy it. It's a really, really good message. So here we go.
Welcome to Bridge Church. I'm Pastor Brian Mandel. It's my honor and my privilege to get to share God's word with you this morning. And I'm just going to give you a little disclaimer right up front as we get started. I'm just going to go ahead and say that many of you this morning, if I do my job, might feel called out. And if that's what happens, then I'm just going to go ahead and say, that's great. That is so good. Because that is actually the love of God. Did you know that the love of God in our hearts begins with conviction? It begins with this pricking of our spirit that goes, ooh, that's for me. Ooh, God's speaking to me. Ooh, God wants to do something in my life. And so that's what I've been praying for you all week, is that conviction would come as his word is spoken this morning. Because you know what happens? Conviction leads to confession. Is that confessing of God, I need you. And as we confess, then that leads to Christ himself. It starts with conviction. It leads to confession. And then it ends with you face to face with Jesus, which is what all of us need. Can somebody say amen this morning? Now, in the spirit of the week of Thanksgiving that we have coming up, today's message is going to be titled Hunger Games. Hunger Games. Anybody hungry already this morning? You ready for lunch already? This morning's message is called Hunger Games. And so I'm just going to say, may the odds be ever in your favor this morning. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, the odds are always in your favor. So as we get into this, I just want to make a statement. I have a confession to make this morning as we get into this Hunger Games message. I love food. Anybody else with me on this? Man, I think food is one of the best ideas that God ever had. When he said, I'm going to bless you with meat and food, and you get to do this three times a day. Thank you, Jesus, right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is a passionate subject for me. I mean, when I see steak and lobster in particular, can we put that on the screen? Man, when I see that right there, that makes me want to break out into song right there. I'm just like, man, when you say God is good, I say all the time, when I say all the time. You say, praise the Lord. All right. I love food, and I think God made it for us to enjoy. I mean, I prepare for Thanksgiving feast like it's game day. I mean, there is stretching involved. There's exercises to prepare for. There's self-talk. There's inspiring speeches. There's teamwork. There's competition. And we got to get to it, all right? I mean, Thanksgiving is a full contact sport for me, all right? I'm not messing around. But man, this thing, hunger, the hunger, we have it every single day. We have it multiple times a day. And it's like this joyous rhythm that God gave us, that we're hungry and then we're hungry again, and then we're hungry again, and just as soon as we've got it satisfied, a little bit more time goes by, and we are hungry again. It's this joyous rhythm in what can be an otherwise unpredictable and chaotic and sometimes very difficult world that we live in. As hard as your day is, at some point, you're going to sit down and have a meal and decompress from whatever you got going on, right? Hunger is meant to make us stop and go, all right, I need something to refuel and prepare me to keep on going. Can somebody say amen this morning? And some of you probably already know I'm not just talking about natural food and bodily hunger, because we hunger in many different ways. We are body, we are soul, and we are spirit, and every part of our being hungers. Can you say amen this morning? In fact, I'd like to propose to you this morning that life is actually one big hunger game. Every one of us hungers in our body, and every one of us hungers in our soul. It's how you satisfy that hunger that will ultimately determine everything for you. I'm going to say that again. Everybody hungers. It's how you satisfy that hunger that will determine everything for you. I mean, can you remember a time when you were really, really, really hungry? I mean, as hungry as you've ever been. This makes me think back when I was in Air Force basic training. And week 5 of basic training was what they called Warrior Week. And what they would do is they shipped us off out into the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the woods, and we lived in tents for that week. And they were constantly putting us in these war game scenarios where in the middle of the night, our battalion would get attacked and we'd have to go to work. And I mean, we were getting almost no sleep and we were eating almost no food. And when we did get food, it was a terrible MRE that was like the same one every time. And if you ever had an MRE, it's like this plastic kind of non-food. I don't know where they came up with that stuff, but it lasts like 100 years, so I guess that's why they made it. And so after a week of almost no sleep and constantly being attacked and barely getting to eat, man, at the end of Warrior Week, they celebrated the end of it by bringing us back to our main base, and we got to have a big meal. Oh my gosh, the meal after Warrior Week. I mean, there was silence in the room. The only sound was, I mean, it was like that. And you know what happened to everybody in that room? They were so hungry. It's like every one of us got tunnel vision. We were completely and solely focused on one thing and one thing only, the food on our plate, and can we get more of it when it runs out? We didn't care about anything else. Nothing else mattered at that point because we had gotten so hungry that we just needed a satisfying meal. Are y'all with me so far this morning? That type of hunger is actually a good thing. It can be, I'll dare say, it could be a great thing if that hunger is for the right things. But if you get hungry like that and it gets satisfied the wrong way with the wrong things, it can be the most destructive thing in your life. Let me give you an example of this. I think about both of my grandfathers, which unfortunately both of them have passed away now. But both of my grandfathers in their late 50s developed diabetes. And, you know, many of you are familiar with that, and your blood sugar gets all messed up, and your body starts reacting in all these terrible ways, and if you don't address it, it leads to needing to be on dialysis and all these nasty things. And so they both got diabetes, but they both responded to it completely differently. So my grandfather on my mother's side completely adjusted and rearranged his hunger and his appetite and what he fed himself on. And as a result, within a couple of years, his diabetes completely disappeared. And he was as healthy as a horse. I'm telling you, man, and he lived well, like into his middle, late 80s. And he was pretty well healthy up to the very end, except for the last little bit of time. But my other grandfather started out with the exact same scenario, the exact same situation, except he didn't change anything. He just continued to hunger for what he had always hungered for. Rather, instead of actually making any changes, he kind of doubled down on what he had always done. And we as his family, we knew he had this condition and it was deadly for him. And yet he would come home at the end of the day and he'd sit on the couch and he'd eat a gallon of ice cream every evening. Like the worst thing you could do. And he's literally destroying his body and killing himself because of his hunger. Two grandfathers, two completely different hunger situations, two very different outcomes. His life was cut a lot shorter. He ended up on dialysis and he ended up dying way before his time. All because of how they chose to satisfy their hunger. You see, hunger and thirst, they drive us. It's this base level instinctual desire, this need within us to be filled and satisfied and satiated and restored, not just in our body, but in our soul. Do you know our souls need to be satisfied? Our souls need to be restored. Our souls need to be filled and satiated. Our souls hunger just like our bodies hunger. And in fact, I believe God gave us bodily hunger so that we would have something to understand our soul hunger, which is what matters the most. Are y'all with me this morning? Think about that. Every time you sit down to eat a physical meal, think about the meal that your soul also needs just as often. Just as often. And just like what you feed your body matters, what you feed your soul matters 10 times more. Are y'all with me this morning? Man, there's nothing better than that moment, that hour right after Thanksgiving feast, right after that meal after Warrior Week, man, right after you've had that bunch of turkey and that tryptophan coma hits in, and you're just in this like bliss state of like half consciousness, kind of drooling on yourself a little bit, sitting on the couch, watching the Cowboys lose or whatever you're doing. Sorry about that, that was low. If you're a Cowboys fan, I'll pray for you after service. Come see me. But man, there's nothing better in that moment. You know why you feel so good? Because you're satisfied. You're satiated. You're basking in the glory of the goodness of God to provide what you needed in that moment and then some. And for most of us, it's definitely an and then some. It's definitely an and then some for me. But hunger is from God. It's not just about our body, it's about our souls. And what is our soul hunger for at the end of the day? What is your soul hungry for? I'll tell you. Our souls hunger for purpose, for significance, for love, for connection, for belonging, for family. Our souls hunger for identity, to know who we are, really. For an assignment that matters, for joy, for hope, for peace. Your soul desperately hungers for all of these things, and that's a God-given hunger that he put on the inside of every one of you. But how you satisfy that hunger matters. Let me make a statement this morning. Whatever you consume the most will ultimately consume you. Whatever you consume the most of will ultimately consume you. You know, Jesus made a statement about himself at one point. He literally declared, he said, "Zeal for God's house has consumed me." And he was echoing what was written about him in the Psalms hundreds of years before he showed up. He said, "Zeal for your passion for God's house has consumed me." That's what Jesus said. He says, "I am so in on my walk with the Father. I'm so in on being on his assignment. I'm so in on who he's given me to be, this identity that he's given me and this role that he's given me to play." He said, "I'm so in on the joy and the peace and the hope that I only get from the Father." He says, "I'm literally consumed by it." And Jesus didn't make that statement in scripture just so you can be like, "Oh, that's cute." No, that's a cue to you and to me of how we can feel and be the same way. You're designed to be consumed by something. The problem is most of us are consumed by all the wrong things. Are you tracking with me this morning? Look at Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. Jesus is speaking, Sermon on the Mount, and he makes this statement. He says, "Blessed," somebody say blessed. "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." What does he mean, filled? To be filled means to be satisfied, to be satiated. He says, when you're hungering for the things of God, he says, you will reach a place of satiation and satisfaction that goes far beyond the Thanksgiving trip to Fancoma. It's a whole nother level than that. In fact, look at the same verse out of the Message translation. I love the way this puts it. Matthew 5, 6 out of the Message says this. It says, "You are blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He is food and drink in the best meal that you'll ever eat." Now notice what it says. It says, blessed are you not just when you're hungry. Blessed are you when you have worked up a good appetite for him. In other words, there's a part that we play in this, that you have this ability to develop, to direct, to stir up your own hunger within you and to direct your hunger into what ultimately becomes an appetite. Did you know hunger and appetite actually aren't the same thing? Hunger is a natural instinct that you have from God. Appetite is what your hunger develops into as you create a pattern of how you satisfy that hunger. See, hunger is natural and appetite is forged. An appetite is formed. And let me tell you this, an appetite is malleable and changeable. So if you have an appetite for all the wrong things right now, I've got good news. Your appetite can change. Did you know you can hunger for God just like Jesus hungered for the Father? You can actually get to a place where you go, man, zeal, passion for God has absolutely consumed me. And that is God's will and that is God's heart for you. And you'll never be more satiated or more satisfied than when you allow him to take you to that place. Are you tracking with me this morning? You know, these super saint Christians you see, they weren't born with a star over their crib. They just forged an appetite for God, and God rewards them by blessing them. They get more of what they hunger for. They get more of what they feed on, and God satisfies their souls. And you see people like that, and you go, oh my gosh, that's a super Christian. No, they just followed the word. The same thing is available to you, and it's available to me. Appetite is what develops over time as we choose how to respond to our God-given soul hunger. What you need is some soul food. That's what I'm telling you. And I'm not talking about biscuits and gravy. Are y'all with me this morning? You need food from God for your soul. Amen. The only food that satisfies. And here's the way appetite works. You will hunger for whatever you feed on. Whatever you feed on repeatedly, you will develop an appetite and a hunger for. And we know this instinctually, that taste adapts, that hunger adapts. Some people say, well, I just don't like that food. Well, the reality is you just don't like it yet. Some of you go, man, I just don't like reading the Bible. No. You just don't like reading it yet because you haven't really developed your taste for it yet. You say, I just don't really enjoy worshiping God in song. No, you don't enjoy it yet. You're actually designed to be satisfied and satiated by these things, but you haven't developed your appetite yet. Good. Are y'all tracking with me this morning? You know, we know how this works. Anybody have kids in here? Do you remember having a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5? All they want to eat is chicken nuggets and Twinkies. So is that just it? Be like, well, I guess they're only going to eat chicken nuggets and Twinkies for the rest of your life. Some parents go with that, and then you end up with 35-year-olds who only eat chicken nuggets and Twinkies. But most responsible parents are like, no. You're going to eat some vegetables. You're going to eat some meat. You're going to eat some of these other things, right? I've got a 6-year-old right now. He's in the chicken nugget Twinkie phase. But I've got a 14-year-old sitting on the front row right now who's developed a nice, healthy appetite for steak that's bankrupting me. Are y'all with me this morning? It's amazing. He doesn't want, if I put a steak before him and I put a plate of chicken nuggets and say, hey, son, which one do you want? What's it going to be? Steak, right? Didn't even hesitate. You asked him that a few years ago and he'd be like, ugh, steak, give me the chicken nuggets. What am I saying to you? I'm saying stop being a chicken nugget Christian. Turn to your neighbor and say, stop being a nugget. Let me put it another way, and we'll put a little image on the screen. If all you hunger for is Twinkies, don't be surprised when you end up a ding-dong. This part of the sermon brought to you by AI right there. Okay, that's the only thing I used AI for in this whole sermon. I'm like, I literally typed in, give me an image of a guy becoming a ding-dong. And this is what it gave me. If all you hunger for is Twinkies, don't be surprised when you end up a ding-dong. You say, Pastor Brian, I just got revelation. I'm kind of a ding-dong. What do I do? I'm glad you asked. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 5 says this. It says, the Spirit of God, here it is, whets our appetite by giving us a taste. Somebody say a taste of what's ahead. He puts a little of heaven in our hearts so that we will never settle for less. How many of you are settling for far less than the heavenly taste that he's been trying to whet your appetite with all along? I love Psalm 34, verse 8. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are those who take refuge in him. Taste and see. Somebody say, taste and see. It's like when you're at Costco. And they got the free samples, everybody. Anybody love the free samples at Costco and Sam's, man? You can make a whole meal out of that. You just make the rounds a couple times, right? But what are those samples designed to do? They're designed to whet your appetite so that you purchase the product and make a whole meal out of it. Can somebody say amen? This is what God does for you. You come to a church service, or you go to a Bible study, or you find yourself in a moment with a family member who's a believer, who's ministering to you, and in that moment, you make sense. Man, God is kind of whetting your appetite a little bit. He's stirring your heart just a little bit, because that bit of heaven that he's deposited in your soul recognizes truth, it recognizes his presence, and you begin to hunger just a little bit for it, and you're like, ooh, I'll have the sample. But many of us stop with the sample rather than making the purchase. And so you're a Costco Christian. You're just like a little sample grubber, man, a little sample thief. You come every week to church and you, ooh, a little sample of this, a little sample of that. Ooh, that's tasty or whatever. All right, now I'm going to go have my regular meal. And I'm saying you need to buy the cow. Are y'all with me this morning? God, I didn't just call you a cow. That's not what I meant. I'm sorry about that. It's just a metaphor. You need to buy it, not just eat the samples. And think of it like this. Cars are designed to run on a certain type of fuel, right? If I get a high-powered sports car that's supposed to take super premium gas and I start putting unleaded 87 in that thing over and over and over and over again, eventually that engine's going to stop working. The human body is designed to run on water and proteins and fats and all these good things that sustains us and satiates us. The human spirit was designed to run on God alone. I'm going to say that again. The human spirit was designed to run on God alone. But so many of us are living the Twinkie life rather than allowing Him to satisfy our souls. What are the Twinkies that we put in place of God? Maybe it's the Twinkie of success. I'm trying to satiate my soul with earthly success. Or the Twinkie of ambition. These things that you want to accomplish. Or maybe it's the Twinkie of money. If I can just get more money, if I can just get my financial situation straight, then my soul will rest. Like, man, I just need to get that thing going in my life, and then I'm going to be good. Or maybe it's the Twinkie. That's a weird thing to call a Twinkie. I'm sorry. Maybe it's the Twinkie of applause. People telling you how great you are, recognizing your hard work, recognizing your worth, and that Twinkie is what you're trying to satisfy your soul with. And just like an actual Twinkie, man, it tastes great for a moment, and it leaves you feeling terrible in a little while. And the more of them you eat, the worse of them you feel. Y'all tracking with me? Maybe it's the Twinkie of other people. I just need more people in my life. People. I just need to surround myself with people, people, people. Maybe it's the Twinkie of family. You're like, it's just all about my family. It's all about my kids. It's all about our plan and their college and their thing or whatever. That's my Twinkie. You know what? There's nothing wrong with Twinkies, right? Have a Twinkie here and there. They're delicious. But they won't satisfy your soul. All those things. Family, great. Success, fine. Money, not a problem, unless you love it more than God. They're Twinkies. They don't satisfy your soul. Because your soul, the human soul, was designed to run on God alone. Are y'all with me this morning?
Welcome back. I hope you learned a couple things, and I suggest listening to the rest of it because he puts a great bow on this for the holiday season and explains a lot. He used some terms like the Costco Christian that just gets samples at the end of the aisle, but doesn't actually read and fill up their hunger with the word. And he also did the relationship of Twinkies and ding-dongs. So if you didn't listen to it, you'll get a good chuckle of that. He's always done a great job of delivering a sermon that's relevant, using relevant language around us. So it's great. Donations. On the donation front, nothing new in Fountain. We're still trying to get some of this stuff done with Stripe and all that, and the donate button and all that. But if you are using the Fountain app, which I would recommend because it actually shows chapter art and all kinds of other features, it'll let you know when this is posted, unlike a lot of other apps that are out there, because you want something that has podcasting 2.0. There's monthly supporter options, donation, call outs, all that stuff will be there. So definitely check it out. Thank you. If you have found this podcast helpful, thank you. I hope you enjoyed it. Please support this show with your time, talents, or treasure. If you have any ideas or suggestions, please share it with us. That's what the contact form. You're a producer of this show. Your talent, if you have some skills that might help the show, or you might have some, knowledge of something, let us know. You know, we don't know all the things. Treasure, you're receiving this product for free without paid advertisement. You're getting truly local news. And if that's worth something, please consider supporting us financially using the value for value system so that we can do more and post more and be even more relevant to our city. So thank you so much, and I hope you all have a blessed Thanksgiving, and wear the stretchy pants, eat lots of food, have fun with your family, and travel safely. Thank you all so much. Have a great one. Bye, y'all.